Ham!
Here he is, folks, Ham.
We are here for breaking news. We are also here for speculative, not breaking news. At this time, I will put on my tinfoil hat. I am now tinfoil Ham. I am not reporting news. I want to stress, not reporting any news. Is the president dead? No.
Is he reporting news right now?
No. I thought I just stressed I wasn't.
Yeah, why are you wearing your newsman hat?
I'm not. It's my tinfoil hat.
Yes, as I just
looks
said.
Like a press hat.
No. I'm not a pressman. So I began seeing this on internet late Friday night. Did either of you guys see the speculative news of the passing of the president?
No, I don't have Trump. Your wimpy lib algorithm.
That's not a
that tries
anything,
to cope.
If anything, is on Twitter.
Libs.
I never saw anyone like say that directly, but I remember seeing a bunch of
reactions
posts that was like, is he actually dead or oh my God, you know, stuff like that. And then
my face when I saw so-and-so was trending.
There was a lot of that. So this was all being speculative as I put my investigative hat now on.
Oh, no,
I'm taking
two hats.
Off.
I can't.
Yeah, were you a haberdashery?
I just figured out what the first one was for.
What is that?
A hat store.
I thought that was an ice cream parlor. Is there a special word for an ice cream parlor?
I think it's just ice cream parlor.
Ice cream parlor, I guess.
But I saw this because...
You look disappointed there.
Yeah, what do you want us to say?
I wish there was a
we
word.
We can't make up a fancy word for ice cream place.
Why not? People make up words all the time. This was being speculated because President Trump hasn't been seen by pool reporters since last Wednesday. So backing up in time about a week or so, he had a mysterious bruise appear on one of his hands. So the last time he was seen by the media press, he was attempting to cover it up during an interview or a gathering where they are having like a whole cabinet meeting.
Yeah, he had like an oven mitt on or something, right?
Yeah, he was wearing a lobster claw on top of his hand to cover it up.
That would just draw more attention. That's not very smart.
And I'll get more into his hand and the speculation. But would the government or media cover up a health ailment of a president?
Some would say they did it for 4 years. Whenever JB
and
was
I'll,
in
and
there.
And I'll get to that. But yeah, yes. And there's history. So the government way back when hid from the public that FDR had full blown polio. He also had paralyzed legs.
It was amazing work hiding that iron lung that well, or no one could even tell.
But yeah, back then he either had his polio legs, he was either being propped up, or had a well-hidden wheelchair.
I mean, I remember even back to like the Abraham Lincoln days, they like sewed his head back on.
No.
Like, that's what the top hat was for, to keep his head
to keep
placed.
His sewn head on. But yeah, towards the end of his presidency, they would fly him to southern states to those like a spa resort that he would get his legs and body worked on. He had paralysis, which was downplayed. He also had congestive heart failure. So much so that during the 1944 campaign, doctors told the public that he was in good health when they knew his heart was failing. Among other presidents, Woodrow Wilson had a massive stroke in 1919. The First Lady, Edith Wilson, began running the executive for months. The public was left in the dark on that. JFK had Addison's disease and other autoimmune disease and back pain. He was constantly on painkillers and steroids.
He had some other kind of medical thing.
Yeah, he was missing his head towards the end there. That Eisenhower went against medical advice to step down. This was Eisenhower back
missing.
During re-election, despite having a heart attack and a stroke during his presidency.
Honey!
Where'd it go? Where'd it go? It's not where
head.
I left it.
Check the back seat.
Grover Cleveland had jaw cancer. He went on a yacht to have surgery. The press was told he was having a dental procedure because, yes, you want to have surgery on your jaw while on a boat. That seems like the worst place to have surgery.
Gosh, that does sound terrible, though. Jaw cancer?
Yeah, but if you're doing it on a yacht, it's hard to be upset on a yacht.
Yeah, but... With our insurance up here, we'd be lucky to get
a John
strewn
boat.
Over a rowboat. A little, they just dip you in a canoe.
Ronald Reagan was rumored to have Alzheimer's towards the end of his second term.
They just put your, if you have jaw cancer up here, they just put your face in the little tank that's got the fish that you put your feet in. And the little fish
like
eat.
The little koi?
Yeah. No, no, no. Like the little minnows.
Weren't those banned in Dallas, though?
Clean off your feet.
I swear I did a minnow foot story the other day.
And then the minnows just kind of eat the jaw cancer off of you.
That's what I did with my butt.
That's the key meals plan.
Yeah.
A lot of good fish died.
Yeah.
To take your butt.
I had a bunch of fish eat my butt. Eat the butt cancer or not.
Yeah. Not.
Yeah, don't be childish.
No. That'd be silly. Biden, upon being super old and had cognitive decline, was hidden to the point where he was exposed during one of his debates with Trump.
Can you point to one particular?
The only debate he had with Trump, because people were like, oh, he's really old now.
It's like, oh, wow, they prepped him for this. It's still
bad.
Looks like Grandpa got lost.
The reasoning, political optics could be a sign of weakness during wartime or elections. Media cooperation. The media doesn't want to lose their access to the president. And then also prior to the 25th Amendment, which was ratified in 1967, there was not a formal process for the transfer of power due to incapacity. Being incapable of doing the job of president.
Nailed it.
Thank you. So back to present day. So Trump's had a giant bruise on his hand, covered it up with makeup at one point. Trump is 79. He was diagnosed last month with a chronic venous insufficiency, which was highlighted during his, they put out like their health reports or whatever. They said he's on aspirin or whatever. He's taking a couple of heart medications. He also looked wobbly while walking this past month. So
get in line there. It's all of us.
It's all of us, man.
See how wobbly I am when I try to take a step. It's embarrassing.
Funny you mentioned that. So one professor that does this surgery, talking about the CVI thing that he has, said if it becomes too swollen, you could develop unhealing wounds in the legs, and if they get worse, they could lead to amputations. So there's a possibility we could have one leg of Trump.
Fake leg. No leg. He had a fake leg.
Or it could be bruising that he's too old, or super old. He's got all weird blood hands now. Could be aspirin also, because aspirin causes bruising on the back of the hand. But
yeah.
Also could be blood draws or infusions on the top of the hand is where they're done. About a couple weeks before she died, then President Queen Elizabeth also had similar blood drawn hand bruising.
I was going to say, I feel like, especially as a kid, I noticed that elderly people had weird hands all the time.
Like,
yeah,
like spots.
Yeah, and I never really knew why.
It creeps me out, if I'm being honest.
I probably still don't, really.
I don't like old hands.
But, yeah, they would just be real veiny and blue and...
That's because...
Kind of odd me out.
Harder time having blood pumped from heart.
Did you see the Trump basketball rumor?
Playing point guard for the Mavs?
He met a guy at the rim trying to block the shot, and he banged his hand against the rim. That happens.
Yeah.
But is there a cover-up? So, wasn't seen since last Wednesday. He didn't have anything on his weekend schedule. The White House will put out a schedule of everything the president has going on. That was empty. Could be because of the holiday weekend. Here's where it gets interesting. So, Friday night, people were speculating his death all over Twitter, unconfirmed. Saturday morning.
The natural next step of he's got...
Bruised hand.
Bruised hand. He must be dead.
He's dead. Which I'm not saying.
You're reporting.
Nope. The White House did put out a video of him and his granddaughter, Kai, playing golf. The photo they put out turned out it was a photo from November of 2024. So they're using old photos.
All right, that is suspicious.
Yeah, that's not great.
The White House yesterday put out a campaign video of Trump doing a rally. That was footage taken from a month ago. MAGA people, MAGA influencers on Twitter and whatnot have gone out.
Like Corby.
And like Corby. I put out reports trying to refute his poor health. One of them posted a video of him at his golf course. This was a video actually from August of 2023 they put out. So really weird stuff attached to this.
Video of him deadlifting.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's the thing is, he's kind of built his image around there's not a single thing that can be wrong with him. You know what I mean? Or it's a, I don't know, he thinks it's a slippery slope or something. Wrong. So yeah, that we're going to see videos of him cartwheeling off the Grand Canyon before we see him hooked up to an IV.
Yeah.
Like, he just can't, I don't, you know, for whatever reason, he cannot show even the slightest sign of weakness.
Yeah. But even there's other weird stuff attached to this. So he put out an email for donations this past week in which he had the phrase, "I want to go to heaven," which was very out of left field. Also out of left field on Wednesday, Vice President J.D. Vance randomly in his interview talked about he'd be prepared to step in if something happened to the president, but then quickly pivoted to he's in incredibly good health, but then saying, yes, tragedies happen, but I'm confident the president is in good shape. Mm-hmm. Is the president dead? No. Is he battling some health issue that the media is covering up that they've done before for presidents past? Possibly.
I guess it just depends on which media knows, because I feel like
at some point somebody would want to have the scoop of something is happening with the president.
Especially hardcore, yeah, like
irrefutable
Democratic
evidence.
Liberal media would jump at the opportunity to tell everybody if he's sick or not.
But organizations don't want to lose their access to the president.
Y'all talking about the deep state right now?
I think we are.
I feel like y'all are dancing all around it, like y'all are scared because of the possible retribution from the deep state. But I'm not scared.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need...
I'm ready to call it out.
Someone walking up and...
You are part of the media.
And coughing cyanide dust in my face when I'm at the mall.
I'll say it.
But...
What?
Are you going to the mall?
You should not be going to malls.
Where else do you get pizza?
You don't buy new clothes. You order it. What do you mean? You always
order it. I go get it by the slice. One big one at a time.
No, you don't.
Did you get your spinach tortellini at a mall the other day?
I
is that why it smelt so bad?
No one makes better spinach tortellini than Sbarro. You go to there, go to Gadzooks.
Why is he
Gadzooks
pretty,
hasn't been around for a while.
Good,
that's my bingo,
pretty
you
good
son
little
of a bitch.
Saturday. Pretty good little Saturday. Go buy a fake dog turd at Spencer's. Maybe pick up the new Alanis Morissette at Sam Goody.
Again, ew. It's like he's living Sam in Goody. A different era. Who is he? Is Monty a time traveler?
Maybe go, go shoot some hoops at Oshman's.
Go to JD's Designs.
That I was all over.
Oshman's? Oshman's is great.
The Oshman's in Arlington? Whew.
And then fast forward, and then that became Zoomies?
I don't know.
That's what dogs get at night when they're running
That's
around.
That's the Zoomies. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's I don't think our investigation radio. Really solved anything.
Well, yeah, don't.
I'm putting out the flag of something might be happening.
So sad.
You're raising questions. You're not going to answer them.
I'm not. I will not answer the questions, but...
Just look into it. Someone else look into it.
Not me. I can only do so much as a
medium. The trademark of a good investigator. Someone else look into this for me.
Yay!
You. I'm going to tell you about something. You look into it.